Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on RadioMD, iHeart, or wherever you download us from. Thank you for doing that. We're brought to you as usual by LifeFirstNaturals.com, the makers of Probiotics and Bovine Colostrum, as well as Dye Rescue. The latter really helpful for people who are taking one of the weight loss drugs when they up doses, or even if they have symptoms, at a stable dose when they inject. Take it a day before, the day of, and 2 days after, and 60% feel much better. Even more importantly, the Trubiotics and the Bovine Colostrum, very good data in randomized controlled trials on why almost everyone over the age of 50 should be on them. That's Trubiotics and Bovine Colostrum at LifeFirstNaturals.com. And of course, LongevityPlaybook.com, where you can find the free and sign up for the free newsletter at LongevityPlaybook.com. Today, we're going to specialize in a topic and then get to a few of the other stories of the week. The topic is fiber. It's our odd omega segment number one. Low fiber diet with high red meat is linked to high coronary risk plaque features. What do we mean by that story? That's the story that got me interested in fiber again, which is our odd omega one story, the one specifically on the fiber from the change in diet with the people who have a high red meat, low fiber diet. That's the story that is odd omega number two segment. But what that was a study out of Gothenburg, Sweden, where they examined how much diet influenced heart attack atherosclerosis. That is, how much it influenced plaque in your coronary arteries. And they looked at both specifically plaque in the coronaries, as well as high sensitivity C-reactive protein. And what they found was that those people who had the lowest fiber and highest red meat intake after adjustment for age and sex and smoking was associated with much higher risk plaque features, a higher circumference. It doubled the risk of dangerous plaque in the coronary arteries, dangerous as predefined from that likely to lead to a heart attack in this group of 24,000 people that were studied. That got me thinking, what is it about fiber, and to talk in general? So there are two types of fiber, soluble and insoluble. Most of the food we eat is destined to be almost completely dissolved into its constituent parts and burned for energy. And our digestive system works like a chop shop, breaking down food into basic units of organic molecules. That is sugars, amino acids, fatty acids, with what you would call ruthless efficiency. That's how your bacteria work. But your metabolism works to rebuild and repurpose those individual components into muscles, membranes, enzymes. But our digestive system can't break down everything, and it doesn't break down fiber. And usually it's the durable cell wall that surrounds and protects plant cells. That cell wall isn't made of proteins, but of long-chain carbohydrates, long fibers of sugar molecules, but that can't be broken down. That's why they're fiber. The acid in the stomach doesn't do it, the bacteria doesn't do it, nothing does it. Well, what have we learned from the Nurses' Health Study and the EPIC Study and the NIH studies, as well as a whole bunch of other randomized controlled trials? Well, they show that adding fiber at all ages, even after age 80, substantially reduces all-cause mortality, strokes, heart attacks, kidney dysfunction, cognitive brain dysfunction, and immobility. In a comprehensive meta-analysis of 64 studies that have recently been done on 3.5 million people, it was found that they reduced, that large amounts of fiber have a 17% reduction in cardiovascular mortality, a 10% reduction in colon cancer risk, and believe it or not, this is amazing, a 24% lower cause of all-cause mortality, and they decrease glucose, they decrease insulin, and they decrease LDL cholesterol substantially and significantly. So, 26% reduction in cardiovascular mortality in the highest intake groups, 24% reduction in all-cause mortality, 20% reduction in cancer mortality from that's insoluble fiber. Now, soluble fiber binds with stuff and forms a gel in your tummy and intestine, and that's a little different than the insoluble. The soluble fiber, again, not digestible, but forms this gel, and it is very effective at helping maintain normal bowel function and keeping things moving. So, impressive data on fiber. If you look at it, each 10-gram implement decreases risk of coronary events 8% and decrease risk of death by more than 12%. So the goal, get more than 25 grams for women, more than 35 grams for men. Insoluble is the best. And now people say, well, what is insoluble fiber? Where do we get fiber a day? The data are that things that you think of, plant wall, are very good. And so the fiber is in plant foods such as apples and carrots, artichokes, asparagus. There are a lot of areas of fiber that are really excellent for all of us. And that insoluble fiber, that's really one of the keys. The soluble fiber, the one most studied is inulin, but in the, if you will, it is Jerusalem artichoke, garlic, onion, barley, asparagus, sweet leaf, and bananas, and chicory. All of those have a lot of soluble fiber in them. So the point is, grab as much fiber as you can, and it's just not hard to get at all. Next story that intrigued me this week was a very interesting one, and it is essentially why it's so interesting is that high cardiac markers, we measure number of cardiac markers to look at your risk of cardiac disease, but it turns out they also influence, and we didn't know that till recently, your cancer risk. Why is that? Probably inflammation is the common thing. So when you see your doctor, you want to get your highly specific C-reactive protein measured, your myeloperoxidase measured, and your NT-pro, if you will. If you just tell your doc, NT-pro, I want measured, you'll get it measured. And he might say, why are you doing this? You don't have cardiac risk, or you're on great medicines to prevent it. It's if you normal, if they are high and you lower them, in all the cases, there are good data that it decreases your risk of five-year mortality from not only cardiovascular disease, but from cancer. That's why. Weighted vests, they don't prevent weight loss, linked bone loss at the hip. They don't prevent any back injury. They don't cause increased weight loss. Yeah, they may strengthen your muscles temporarily, but the people who wear them walk less than the people who don't wear them. And consequently, the weight loss isn't different, and the bone loss isn't different between those who do and don't wear them. So that is our wellness foreplay story of the week. And the Roizen rule for a younger you, one of my favorites, it relates to coffee. Remember, even if you have one cup of black coffee, you decrease your all-cause mortality by about 15%. 4 to 6 cups, you decrease your risk of dementia by 20 to 40%, decrease your risk of Parkinson's disease by over 50%. But what happens if you like sugar or cream with it? Well, you ruin it. More than 2 teaspoons of sugar, more than 2 tablespoons of cream, and you diminish the benefits to almost zero. And double that, 4 teaspoons of sugar and 4 tablespoons of cream or milk, and you end up with no benefit at all from the coffee. And that's a Roizen rule for a younger you. Drink your coffee or tea black. And I'm enjoying a sip of black coffee now before I review this. This has been 1247A of You, the Owner's Manual podcast. Drink your coffee black to get the benefits of all-cause mortality and dementia and Parkinson's disease diminishing. Weight invests, spend the money, believe the ads. They don't do a darn thing in randomized controlled trials. Higher cardiac markers, yes, get them measured and get them normal, because when you get them normal, you diminish your risk of not only cardiac and stroke events, but also cancer events. And remember, go for 38 grams of fiber a day if you're a guy, 25 grams or more for a woman. Read the amount of fiber and what you're eating a couple times in the month so that you'll know how much fiber you're getting and whether you need to get more. This has been Dr. Mike Roizen, your host on You, the Owner's Manual 1247A, brought to you by LifeFirstNaturals.com. Go to their website, see the double-blind randomized controlled trials supporting the use of bovine colostrum and TruBiotics, and go to longevityplaybook.com. That's LifeFirstNaturals.com and longevityplaybook.com. Sign up for the free newsletter. We'll be back next week. We hope you are too. And by the way, next week we have a sensational, absolutely sensational B segment. The B's are always guests. This week, wonderful guest on IBS. Wonderful, wonderful segments. Dr. Mohamed Farivar, incredibly good segment about GERD and IBS. We'll be back next week, 1248 A and B. We hope you are too.